So next year has the potential to be huge for many people in many ways. I think for certainly the last 2 years, it's been very difficult to really go all in on yourself or really express yourself the way that you want to and find utter clear direction without constraint. It's kind of why I've called next year Bounce Back Year. And I want to do a series of shows that is dedicated to helping you focus on how to go about mapping out your 2022. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Borman. And if you are coming through, then please do let me know either through a love heart, telling me in the comments whether you have planned or are ready or are fired up or are hungry for 2022. And then share this work, share this if you want to, or with someone that needs it. That would be really great to get as many people watching this as possible. So how are we doing? Hope you're good. So something I'm working on heavily with my mastermind, my Brotherhood Mastermind clients right now, is getting everyone ready for 2022. Because we need a good year. I need a good year. Geez, this year has been a roller coaster, right? And I want to roll into next year with precision. I want to be clinical. It's a great word. I want to be focused. I want to be hungry. And I want to progress. All right. So for me personally, I'm planning my 2022 to be simple, calm, and direct. And I think for many men, we really need to find that direction, man. We definitely need to be finding that direction. In fact, in the comments, what I want you to do is tell me whether you feel you have direction and where you're going with your life right now. So the key thing that I just want to outline in this part one video, I'm not sure how many parts there's going to be yet, but this is part one, is the fundamentals. Very much the basics. Okay, and that's breaking your, how to break your year down into four quarters, as in four pillars, and that is your health. Now, underneath health comes mental health, emotional health, and physical health. It doesn't just mean your fitness levels. It has to cover all of those aspects, I feel, if we are going to improve ourselves, if we're going to have an elite operator mentality. We've got to be able to cover all three areas of health: physical, emotional, and mental. Then personal development. Now, personal development for me comes in two different categories: professional and personal. So how do you personally develop in a professional sense, getting the courses that you need to get the jobs that you want, improving your knowledge and understanding of business to grow your business to the level that you want? And then there's personal things like learning a language, learning to sail, learning to play golf. Okay, so there's those two elements as well to think about. Okay, what I would recommend is coming back and watching this and writing this down. Then there's the relationships. So for me, the key relationship is with yourself. You come first, right? You are the priority. So how do you improve that relationship with yourself over the year? Then how do you improve or develop that relationship with your partner, your loved one, your children, your friends, your peers? How do you grow those relationships? And then the last one is your career / business. Where are you going? What is the goal or aspirations in the business that you run or the career that you're in? Do you want to change those? And these are, Jesse, here. These are things that you really need to consider. Okay. So when you are planning your year, we are using that format of those four pillars and the depth that we look at them. And what we want to be able to do, and the first thing that I would recommend doing, is finding an environment and specific time to be able to go and sit down and brainstorm all the things that you would love to do in those areas, all the things that you think that you could do. So let's get it out of our system, because the power that we have in here, okay, and putting it down on paper is huge. Whenever I work with anyone on this and we start writing stuff down, it's like unblocking a tap and then it all coming out, because we keep it all up in here. And then when we unclog it, man, and we get writing, we get excited, we get passionate again, we get hungry again, we get driven again, and we start writing all these things down and we start getting excited about life and about what the potentials are for next year. Now, we have to have that controlled, because otherwise we can get carried away with ourselves and be completely overwhelmed. But it's a great place to start, honestly. Sitting down with a pen and pad and a coffee in a coffee shop, dedicating 30 minutes to yourself and where your time is going, your energy is going, how productive you're going to be next year and how you're going to balance out your year. And you just write down all of these things, and you can get a notepad and do one page per pillar. You can get a page of A4 and split it into four and just brainstorm. And I guarantee, once you have finished that exercise, you are going to feel enlightened. Okay, you are absolutely going to feel enlightened. And suddenly you're going to go from a place where you thought that your life was like, oh my God, I'm a little bit lost, I'm a little bit miserable, I'm a little bit sad, like, where do I go from here, to, wow, I have huge potential. And you do have huge potential. And that's what you have to understand as a guy, as a man, that your life is not as bad as you think it is. If you are breathing and you have two legs and two arms and you can see and hear, you're winning. If you're waking up with more than just a sleeping bag and you've got a roof over your head, you're winning. And it's about utilizing those opportunities and being grateful about those opportunities and going, do you know what, I'm going to make the most of next year. Next year is bounce back year. We are coming back. We're coming back strong. And we're going to go from the minute that new year starts. And we're not going to wake up on New Year's Day and go, oh, brand new year, new me. Because you really should punch yourself in the face if you're going to say that. In the mirror, watch yourself and film it and send it to me. All right, what we should be doing is between now and Christmas, what is 5 weeks, 6 weeks, I really should get my Christmas shopping going, is doing this big build up. And that's what I'm getting to do with my guys. We're doing vision boards, okay? We're doing vision boards so that we can visually see and put together in a cool way, we can do it with our kids, where our year's going. So what I will do is not go any further than that, because I just want to do this in a step-by-step basis. So the first step, break down those four pillars into the subcategories as well, and just literally brainstorm. Write down everything you want to achieve, all right? And I want you to do that. And if you're going to follow through with this and you're going to do this, I want you to screenshot it and I want you to stick it in the comments in this post. I want you to tell me whether you're going to do it or not in this post. If you're watching, you get to this point and you've managed to watch me this far, tell me that you're going to do it and tell me when you're going to do it. Because it's all well and good saying, yeah, I'll get around to that. Tell me when you're going to do it, at what time and where. Okay, go, do it. Do it for yourself. Don't do it for me, do it for you. All right, guys? So I will see you on Friday for part 2 for the next phase.